Growing a bushy beard, Baker boarded a steamboat in New York bound for San Francisco by way of the southern route through Panama's isthmus. He reached San Francisco to find his brother prosperous enough to put him up for a week in an elegant city hotel until he started making money. San Francisco was a fast-growing city of more than 40,000, with gold hunters flooding in daily, inflated prices, jobs paying high wages because of a labor shortage, and gambling houses like the El Dorado open 24 hours a day. Baker, who brought his wife to California 6 months after he arrived there, found no gold and had to take odd jobs. He worked for a while, making good money as a mechanic and as a bouncer in a Barbary Coast saloon. In 1856, he joined the 2,200 members of the San Francisco Vigilance Committee, each of whom was known only by his number. Baker's was 208. Since the 1849 gold rush and migration of some 300,000 fortune seekers into California, San Francisco's crime rate had soared. The world's most ruthless criminals, many from Australia, had poured in, unchecked by the local government and its weak police force. A loose-knit criminal alliance called the Hounds soon began running the city, extorting workers and businesses and launching nighttime rampages. Fed up, San Franciscans decided to take the law into their own hands. A committee of vigilance was formed in 1851 with some 700 members and revived 5 years later with thousands more to fight crime. The uniformed, sword-carrying committee men worked alongside the city government or in defiance of it, holding quick trials and hangings, becoming practically as lawless as the criminals they fought. Baker became a hardened vigilante, joining gangs of committee paramilitaries who terrorized citizens with night raids, beat up suspects under interrogation, framed evidence, lynched the ones deemed deserving of the death penalty, and recruited crooks, spies, and informers, all in the name of law and order. He loved the work. It made him feel powerful, though he never rose higher in the committee than the rank of private. After the group was dissolved, Baker took a job for a while with the city's regular police force. Next, he became a licensed tax collector for several years, and finally he opened what he called a mercantile agency, which was probably similar to his dry goods shop in Philadelphia. But he always considered vigilantism his true calling. For his vigilance committee crime busting, San Francisco merchants gave him a $250 cane made of manzanita wood, topped with polished gold quartz, surrounded by 9 oval stones. He treasured the souvenir of his days wielding unchecked power.